This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. For the third weekend in a row, senators have remained in session, racing to finish health care legislation before Christmas. And the last holdout senator, who had kept the Democrats from getting the necessary 60 votes, now says he's on board. NPR's David Wellner has this report from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid waited until yesterday to unveil the package of deals he'd made with other senators to lock in the votes of all 60 members of his Democratic caucus. Asked whether he'd finally reached that filibuster-proof magic number, Reid sounded hopeful.
Seems that way.
The last senator Reid had to win over was Nebraska social conservative Ben Nelson. Nelson had a lot of issues with the health care bill Reid rolled out last month. But more than anything else, Nelson wanted to keep federal tax dollars from being spent on abortion. He said yesterday he's now satisfied with tighter accounting rules and a requirement that each state have at least one federally supervised insurance plan that does not offer abortion coverage.
I believe in my heart of hearts that this handles the whole question of funding abortion, of banning of the funding of abortion by federal money, either directly or indirectly.
And thus, Nelson became vote number 60 for the Democrats. It must have been a huge relief for President Obama, who'd staked the prestige of his presidency on getting a health care bill passed. Yesterday, he told reporters at the White House that, quote, we are on the cusp of making health care reform a reality.
With today's developments, it now appears that the American people will have the vote they deserve on genuine reform that offers security to those who have health insurance and affordable options for those who do not.
The president said the changes Majority Leader Reid made to the health care bill have made it even stronger, including measures projected to reduce the nation's deficit by $132 billion in the first decade and by more than $1 trillion the following 10 years. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, trumpeted those numbers last night on the Senate floor.
This health care reform bill, as amended, is the greatest deficit reduction bill in the history of the United States.
Still, not one Senate Republican has declared any intention to vote for the health care overhaul. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accused Democrats of trying to make the wrong kind of history.
This bill is a legislative train wreck of historic proportions. But they're so eager to claim a victory, they'll simply do anything to jam it through in the next few days.
And Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss noted that Nebraska Democrat Nelson had gotten special treatment for his state through full funding of expanded Medicaid coverage.
It's pretty obvious that votes have been bought. I mean, whatever it took to get a vote, that's what the majority leader did.
Majority Leader Reid readily acknowledged he'd made deals.
That's what legislation's all about. Compromise.
For Senate Republicans, though, slowing things down is what it's all about. Here's South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
We're going to talk about this until Christmas Day so the American people know the truth about what's in this bill.
A final vote on the Senate bill is expected Christmas Eve. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.